Another tradition Esther is helping to reawaken is the Tlingit tradition of storytelling.
Long ago, Raven was fishing from his canoe with two human companions, but they only caught bullheads. As they turned to head home, a heavy fog closed them in, and they did not know which way to go. Suddenly, there appeared a woman sitting right in their canoe. She asked Raven for his spruce root hat, and as she held it, all the fog disappeared into it. The sun shone clearly, and they were able to see their way home. Back in camp, they brought Fog Woman a basket of fresh water from the spring. She dipped her finger in it and told them to spill the water out toward the sea. When they did this, the whole stream was filled with swimming salmon, which they caught and brought back to camp. Fog Woman instructed them to build a smokehouse, and they went to work, smoking and preserving the bounty of miraculous fish for winter storage. Before too long, however, Raven became disenchanted with Fog Woman, and he began to treat her with disrespect. When she realized he would not change his bad ways, she decided to leave him and his camp. As she walked toward the sea, Raven tried to hold her back, but she slipped through his grip like a foggy mist. As she disappeared, all the salmon followed her down into the water. Raven was very sad. Fog Woman took pity on him, however, so she sent her daughter, Creek Woman, to the head of every stream of the land. It is Creek Woman who calls each year the salmon to return to the place of their birth and give abundance to the people.